Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. He's a mad Englishman, that Joe Cocker is. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members like our good friend Joe LaBava, who's with us right now. And also, don't forget to check out our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. Every week we ask you a different question. Joel is the franchise king, Joel LaBava. Joel, we were talking about banks in the previous segment and franchisees. Recently, we asked our audience in our poll if you know what their banking experience has been lately. Did they try to get a loan? Had they been turned down? Mm-hmm. Were they not interested in getting a loan? Did they believe that they didn't qualify for a loan?
Okay.
And there was quite a few folks, and I don't remember the exact number, but quite a few folks basically thought they didn't qualify, meaning somehow they had it in their mind that the bank was going to turn them down before they even got there.
Smart people.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Joel. I'm going to remind people about something that I learned about selling. I used to, back in the old days when people were actually cold called, I'd be sitting outside an office when I was selling and waiting to go in and thinking about going in, trying to screw up the courage to go in. And I would think of all the reasons why this person wasn't going to buy from me.
Okay.
And then somebody said this to me: what's the worst that could happen to you if you go in there? The worst that could happen is they ask you to leave, which means you'd be back outside where you are right now. So the worst that could happen is that you're no worse off than you are right now. So if you need a bank loan, if you need help from your bank, you're not going to get it unless you ask for it. I will tell you this, Joel, in today's world, not too many bankers are driving up and down the street knocking on doors like they have been in the past. So there's nothing ventured, nothing gained, Joel. What do you think?
I agree with that philosophy. I mean, I'm kind of a go-for kind of guy. But I'm also, and maybe you and I differ on this a little bit, I'm also really reality-based. And the reality is, from the bankers that I've talked to the past almost 2 years now, their attitude just is...
Which banks are you talking to, though? What size banks are they?
Major banks.
Okay, see, that's the problem.
Yes.
You can't talk to major banks.
Where the action is.
Independent community banks.
Okay.
You got to call on forget the major banks.
Yep.
And I mean this, folks. I'm not dissing them at all. But Joel, you know that for a long time now, for all these years I've been on the radio, and for longer than that, before I was on the radio, I was telling people that if a small business doesn't have a relationship with an independent community bank, they're not being as successful as they could be. You've got to find the little banks. And I'll tell you, Joel, they're making loans when if you can in any way possibly qualify for a loan, they're making loans to small business owners. The problem they got is people aren't asking for them, and I'm worried that it's because people have already decided that the bank's not going to loan them the money. And yeah. You know what,
yeah.
Joel? That's above their pay grade. They don't get to decide that. You got to let the bank decide that.
You're right. You're right. I mean, I agree with that. So maybe part of it, Jim, is part of it's a PR problem.
There's no question. The press has made people believe that you can't get a loan, and so people, I mean, nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be turned down. I've been turned down. It's not fun. But you know what? If you were going to be a wimp, you should never become a business owner.
You know what? Though I've never seen it like this, though.
No, you're right about. Oh, Joel, you are correct. In my lifetime, in my career, which is long, as you know, I've never seen this kind of an environment. But you know what, Joel? How many times has somebody asked you, Joel LaBava, How did you do that? And you said, essentially, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Right.
I've done that. You've done that. That's the attitude you got to have. I've had people say, how did you get that bank to loan you that money? I said, I didn't know he wasn't supposed to. I asked him. How did you get that loan? I asked him for it.
Well, you know what, Jim? If the community banks are actually loaning money like you say, why aren't they telling us?
Well, they are. They've been telling my audience on this show. We've been covering. We're the one outlet in the world, basically, that's been telling people with community bankers. I've had community bankers on this show saying, we want to loan money. Please come to see us. If you qualify in any way, we will loan you the money.
Wow. Well, that's good.
See, that's the reason why this thing that Obama's doing with the $30 billion small business deal is bogus, because community banks don't need that money.
Do they have access to it?
Yes. It's for them. That $30 billion is for small banks, local banks.
Oh, but it is for local. Okay.
But they don't need it. They got plenty of money. See, one thing banks don't have a problem with today is not having money. They got money.
Oh, I know they have money.
Yeah. Now, you got to go to... Right now in your town, in Cleveland, Ohio, you got independent banks that are lined up. You should call some of them this week, Joel, and say, I'm trying to see if my friend Blasting Game is right. Are you loaning money? And check back with us.
Okay.
And franchisees, maybe that's a way to go. If you can put some of your own skin in the game. Hey,
that's
Joel,
right.
give us that website one more time.
www.thefranchiseking.com.
Find out more about how to get your franchise going right there at The Franchise King. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.